The community services portion of the borough's budget is around $2 million of the projected $9.6 million in spending in the borough's general fund for next year. Most of that, $1.8 million, goes to the local school district. The remainder goes to help fund KFSK, the Clausen Museum, Petersburg Mental Health Services, and Mountain View Manor Food Service. The borough also has a new request for $46,000 from the domestic violence advocacy group WAVE, or Working Against Violence for Everyone. That money would help keep the organization's office open and staffed this year as WAVE seeks another federal or state grant to keep its doors open. Board member Sunny Rice said her concern was that the organization would be forced to dissolve if it can't find the funding to make up for a state grant that ends this year.
I personally don't have the energy to keep it going as a non-paid employee position, so I think the request for 1 year of funding to help us get through to hopefully another grant is reasonable, and I think that the board and the staff really intend that that's all it will be.
Another local nonprofit, KFSK, is seeking an increase in funding from this year's $8,000 payment. Station manager Tom Abbott said he's asking for $19,000.
As we all know, there's a state fiscal crisis that we're going through. KFSK is suffering through that as well, with less state grants that are coming to the station, and we are working through that process.
KFSK had a cut to its state funding last year and is expecting another reduction this year. The amount of that cut is still under consideration in the legislature. Other groups are asking for the same level of funding from the borough for the upcoming year. Clausen Museum Director Kathy Reamer explained the funding is used to pay staff and helps the museum keep its doors open and maintain collections.
The money that you provide to us really, you get the best bang for your buck. $42,000 provides services for Petersburg 10 months out of the year, 11 months out of the year, and especially during the summer season when we have lots and lots of visitors.
The museum averages around 3,000 visits a year. Mountain View Manor Food Service is seeking $12,000 again this year. That organization provides meals to seniors and provided over 5,500 meals in fiscal year 2015. One-fifth of those were delivered to seniors in their own homes. Petersburg Mental Health Services is seeking $85,000 again for the upcoming year. Director Susan Omer said this year the borough funding is more important than ever.
Local funding will allow us to keep our current service level this year. We will still likely be spending part of our fund balance. And it'll also help us support people that don't meet the state criteria for services. The suicidal, the psychotic, the severely emotionally disturbed children, and the substance abusing people. If they don't fit those four categories, we can't devote state funds to deal with that. This would allow us to continue to provide interventions and support to prevent them from becoming part of those populations.
Omer said PMHS has adapted to a $215,000 cut in its funding this year and expects an additional reduction of $35,000. That has meant reductions in the number of staff there, although the demand for services has not gone down. The assembly also heard from the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. That organization receives transient room tax or bed tax money from the borough. Chamber Director John Haverlick outlined some of the services provided for that money.
We have a major role in Mayfest, Salmon Derby, 4th of July, Beer Fest, and the Christmas tree lighting. And we've already started planning for all of them.
The Chamber also maintains the Visitor Center in downtown, and it promotes the town at several travel and boat shows in the lower 48. The Assembly did not make any decisions about the community services requests this week. If Assembly members do decide to fund all $2 million, the borough's budget for next year would be in a small deficit for the general fund. Mayor Mark Jensen wanted to see a balance sheet of assets and investments from each of the organizations asking for money.
Some are more than likely going to be better off than others, and that, in my mind, would help me make my decision who should get the money allocated to them. So That's going to be harder and harder to do.
The assembly voted unanimously to ask for that kind of statement from each nonprofit. Meanwhile, local officials and residents have also been testifying against state budget cuts before the legislature this winter. The assembly will see the first reading of an ordinance adopting the proposed spending plan at its meeting on March 21st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.